The Three Wishes. When Cedric got home one evening, sour and grumpy, as usual, his wife was sitting in the kitchen chair with a very strange look on her face. Crumpled in her lap was a letter.
"What's the matter with you?"
he growled. "Come in and close the door, Cedric. You won't believe it, but we've had a letter from the fairies. They've granted us three wishes." He snatched up the letter and slowly read it.
"We must make the most of this, Magda. We mustn't be hasty. Three wishes can make us rich, important, famous. But we must ask for the right things."
"Oh, I've already made a list," said Magda, jumping up. "Look, a palace for me, a king's crown for you, a beauty for me, a long life for you, a queen for a maid, gold and jewels and... I was so busy making the list that I didn't have time to make dinner."
"What?" snapped Cedric. "No dinner? How am I expected to make important decisions on an empty stomach? It's not much to ask, is it? Oh, you're so lazy, Magda. I do wish there'd been something cooked and waiting, even if it was just a few sausages."
There was a funny humming noise, like fairy wings, and plop, a string of sausages appeared on a plate on the kitchen table. Cedric stared at them as they steamed on the plate, and he licked his lips.
"Oh, you've wasted a wish,"
Magda shouted, beating him over the head with a loaf.
"You always were stupid. If a thing needs doing, I have to do it myself, don't I? Oh, Cedric Blunder, you make me so angry. I wish those sausages were hanging on the end of your silly nose."
There was another small magical sound, like fairies singing. And whop, the sausages sprang off the plate and stuck to the tip of Cedric's nose. He peered down at them and burst into tears. They both pulled and tugged and tugged and pulled at the dangling sausages.
"Ow! Ooh, they're so hot!"
yelled Cedric.
"Sit still! I'll cut them off!"
"Put down that knife, woman! Ooh, how could you?"
But the sausages were stuck fast. Just then, someone knocked at the door. Cedric and Magda stared at each other.
"Don't answer it. Do you want all the neighbours to know you've got sausages stuck to your nose?"
"What?"
cried Cedric.
"Do I have to hide for the rest of my life? Oh, I never realised how lucky I was before when I had an ordinary nose. If only we weren't so quick to quarrel."
"Yes, I know. And I'm so very sorry, Cedric."
No, it wasn't your fault, dear. I just wish the fairies had kept their wishes to themselves and left everything as it was."
"So do I."
There was a small sniggering noise, like fairies laughing. And blip, the sausages dropped off Cedric's nose. Cedric and Magda hugged each other and laughed and danced round the kitchen. And the fairies at the door ran away to post another letter.